Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for February 12th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So it's time for S20 news. As you may know, Impact 2020 was just yesterday. So we got to see the new Z Flip, or Z Flip, as I would say, the S20, S20 Plus, and the S20 Ultra. The most enticing, of course, has to be the new Foldable, which has a $1,380 price tag and genuinely does have stunning design. The S20 series, of course, has insane specs and even more insane camera setup that can shoot 8K 24fps video. The big boy S20 Ultra even includes a 100x zoom camera, which is admittedly not that great in practice, but it can produce 30x images that look more than usable. We've got a literal ton of coverage over on site of all of the new Galaxy devices and everything in between if you do want to delve in. MWC 2020 really is in turmoil at the moment, as even more firms have dropped out, including Nokia. And that saw the GSMA hold a crisis meeting with Catalonian authorities in a bid to get the event declared a health emergency. So get this, they could claim on their insurance. I mean, it doesn't inspire much confidence, so as it stands, I will be there to cover whatever is left of the event in 2 weeks' time. Google is set to force Nest owners to use two-factor authentication to access Nest services from this spring. If you haven't migrated already to a Google account, Nest will send an email when you log in from a new device. Of course, that will come via email. A two-factor authentication code will then be delivered to allow you to log into your Nest account. This should help reduce security concerns after last year's issues, which turned out to be just bad password management. And finally, the latest American Express Amex app beta has now added support for biometric unlocks with the face unlock feature on Pixel 4s. There still isn't a wealth of smartphones using face unlocking, so the list of banking apps that support the feature hasn't exactly exploded, but American Express customers out there, you do have an option if you do own the Pixel 4. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories over the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.